Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Singapore today signed 5 agreements on civil aviation, space, skill development, digital asset innovation, and green and digital shipping corridor. The MOUs were exchanged after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Both the nations share common concerns regarding terrorism." He said, "India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries."
हम आसियान के साथ सहयोग और इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति और स्थिरता के जॉइंट विजन को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे। आतंकवाद को लेकर हमारी समान चिंताएं हैं। हम मानते हैं कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एकजुटता से लड़ना सभी मानवतावादी देशों का कर्तव्य है। पहलगाम में हुए आतंकवादी हमले के बाद भारत के लोगों के प्रति संवेदना और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में समर्थन के लिए मैं प्रधानमंत्री वांग और सिंगापुर सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया एंड सिंगापुर विल कंटिन्यू टू वर्क टुगेदर टू एडवांस द जॉइंट विजन फॉर कोऑपरेशन विद आसियान एंड फॉर पीस एंड स्टेबिलिटी इन द इंडो पैसिफिक रीजन। Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong today virtually inaugurated the JN Port PSA Mumbai Terminal BMCT Phase 2. While Union Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal joined the inauguration online, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Union Minister of State for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Shantanu Thakur were present for the inauguration ceremony at Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. 5 MOUs were concluded in important fields, including cooperation on a green and digital shipping corridor, promoting collaboration in the space sector, cooperation in training and R&D in the field of civil aviation, and cooperation in digital asset innovation. Briefing media this afternoon, Secretary East External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaran said, the two leaders adopted a roadmap for comprehensive strategic partnership. He said, the roadmap reflects the depth of bilateral cooperation and provides direction and momentum to it. BJP today hailed the next-gen GST reforms by saying that these reforms will bring relief to every section of the society. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the consumers will benefit in a very big way with the reduction in taxes on almost all items of day-to-day needs, pharmaceuticals, food products, textiles, and footwear.
Consumers will benefit in a very big way with the reduction in taxes across the board on almost all items of our day-to-day needs. The amount of changes made in process and procedure will contribute also to the ease of doing business. These lower rates will support growth of demand and industry's scale of operation in the country will grow by leaps and bounds. Greater demand will lead to greater investment, greater jobs.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said the GST reforms will reduce healthcare costs and improve the lives of people. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said, they reaffirm the government's commitment to the poor and middle class. The Supreme Court today registered a suo motu case over the lack of functional CCTV cameras in police stations across the country. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta took cognizance of a media report stating that 11 people have died in police custody in Rajasthan during the first 8 months of 2025. According to the media report, police often do not provide CCTV footage in custodial death cases. The police gave various reasons for withholding CCTV footage, including technical faults, lack of storage, ongoing investigations, or legal restrictions. The Supreme Court has already mandated the installation of CCTV cameras in police stations to maintain transparency and to curb instances of custodial torture. And that is the end of this news bulletin.